In Jesus. This morning, that is where our victory is. Amen. It's in Him. It's because of Him. And amen. And all that He has done. And Father, help me to be an able minister of the Word of God. And just speak to our hearts today, I pray. And help us in all that we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. This morning, we want to reflect on this sacrifice. Paul spoke of it in 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. He recounted what we just read there that took place with Jesus and with the disciples there on that Last Supper. And what Paul does here in 1 Corinthians chapter number 11 and verse number 23, we'll just read it. He said, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. And then in verse number 26, he says, For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. What Paul was doing was reminding the church of the foundation of their faith. I mean, you know, it's important about a building to know the foundation. I mean, to put a good foundation under the structure if you want it to last, if you want it to be able to weather the storms. I mean, it's important to pay attention to the foundation. A lot of times you see a lot of buildings, a lot of things that's real pretty, and boy, they look good, but if they don't have a good foundation, if they're built on the sand and not on the rock, amen, they will not last. And we know and are sure of the foundation of the church because Christ told the disciples, he told Peter, amen, upon this rock I will build my church. And he was not talking there in that case about Peter. He was talking about himself. Peter had made the claim of who Jesus was, and Jesus was saying, you're right, and it's on this rock or that rock that Peter mentioned that the church was going to be built. But what he said then, he said, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We sang the song, Victory in Jesus. Why can we sing that song? It's not because of me. It's not because of you. It's because of him.
Amen.
Jesus. Victory in Jesus. And so Paul is here calling the church back to the center, back to the foundation, back to the cross, back to that grace that saved us, back to the love that keeps us, that holds us. In a world that we live in that's full of noise and full of pressure and distractions, the Lord's Supper is a time for us to be able to just slow down. Sometimes we get carried away, we get on in this world, and we go and we can let those important things just slip. But we need to remember. I mean, if you're a Christian, we say, why are you here? How'd you get here? Well, see, I could go to any Christian and ask the question, well, how'd you get here? And you could get a variety of answers from people that, you know, maybe their stories would be different, but at the core, at the center, they would all be exactly the same. Because of the cross, because of the sacrifice, because of the shed blood. And so we remember that, and we remember what Jesus did. And see, here's the thing about Jesus. Jesus taught us. He taught the disciples. But he didn't just teach them. He gave himself for us. And so we remember today. We remember that sacrifice. We remember that salvation is not earned, it's received. It's nothing that we can earn. You cannot buy salvation. We receive it as a free gift from God. We remember that grace is not something that's just abstract, but it's personal. Amen. We've received of the grace of God. We have, in each individual Christian, we've received of the grace of God. And see, we remember that the cross, it's not just a moment in history. It was a moment in history, but it's not just a moment in history. It's our hope. Because it was there that Jesus died. It was there that Jesus took my place. That he hung upon the cross, not for his sins, but for my sins and for your sins was he crucified. He died there for us and for our sin, because Pilate said that I find in him no fault at all. Because there was no fault at all in him to find. But amen, but he went, and he went to the cross to die for us. And so Paul says in verse number 28 here of 1 Corinthians 11, he gives us a warning, a word to look at. He said, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that. Let a man examine himself. This is not an examination of condemnation. It's an examination of our hearts. Paul's calling them to an honest examination of their own selves. And God, help us to bring an honest examination of our hearts, of our lives. Because this is not a place of perfection. Oh, it took place because of perfection, but not our perfection. It took place and it's possible because of the perfection of Christ. But amen, if we had to be perfect in the absolute sense, amen, before we partook, we would never partake. But amen, He was perfect. I'm not worthy, but He was worthy. But I tell you what it is, as He says, examine yourselves, what He's telling us is it's a place of not perfection, but it's a place of repentance. It's a place that we can bring our burdens, our sins, our failures, and we can lay them at the feet of the cross, lay them around at Jesus, the one who has paid our debt. It's been a couple of months ago. It was on a Sunday, and we left here and we went to the little restaurant there in Darlington, and we sat down and we ate. And me and Pam and Brooke, we ate and we got finished, and we got up, and I went up there to the register, and I reached and I got my billfold, and as I opened it up, the lady said, I said, he got every. She said, he paid it all. She said, you don't owe a thing. Well, I was thankful for that. I was grateful for that. You see, what Jesus has done for us, that's what we remember, because we came to a place, amen. See, I pulled out my bill. I had money in there to pay for that, but I tell you what, I've never been able to pull out enough to pay for my sin debt.
Amen.
I couldn't pay for my sin debt. It was more than I could pay. More than I had. But amen, but Jesus went, and because of that, amen, God said He paid. He sent His Son, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. We know that His coming is drawing nigh. And I pray, God, help us that as we remember what He's done for us, that we will let our light so shine in this world, that this world and others might see Jesus in us, that His grace will sustain us and His peace will surround us and His love will guide us in the days ahead. Father, we do thank You for all that You've done. We thank You for loving us. We thank You for the sacrifice of Your only begotten Son. And I ask You to touch our hearts. Fill us, I pray, with Your Spirit. And Father, help us. Help us. I pray day by day that we might walk and live in the grace of God. We thank You now. Ask Your blessings upon us to keep us and help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And if you will, in the red book, turn to page 333. Because it's only because of the sacrifice of Jesus that one day we've got a hope that even one of these days we're going to fly away. Amen. We're going home. So if you will, let's all stand.